Now, a Democratic reaction to the president's latest remarks on Iraq. Joining us from Champaign, Illinois, is Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois. Welcome to the program. Once again, Senator, the president employed such phrases today as we learned some key lessons, we overestimated, we did not expect. He spoke of some past setbacks, of some Iraqi forces that have behaved below expectations. It was vocabulary of humility. Do you welcome that?
Well, I do, and I hope it's a vocabulary that moves more toward reality. There was a lot of brave talk in the president's speech 2 weeks before the election, but there's really no clear strategy. The administration has talked about the timetables that they could use in Iraq, but even the prime minister, al-Maliki, has rejected that notion.
But the president said, we are pressing Iraq's leaders to take bold measures to save their country, and we're making it clear that America's patience is not unlimited. Isn't that exactly what Democrats say they would be telling the Iraqis?
Well, it's
right
exactly what the Democrats have been asking for a long period of time. The unfortunate thing is a reaction from Prime Minister al-Maliki is not encouraging.
But when President Bush was pressed at his news conference today about what he would do if the Iraqis didn't live up to these demands, if they didn't perform better in the field and make political deals, he wouldn't say, I'm going to make those things happen, is what he said. What would Democrats do if you're concerned about Prime Minister Maliki living up to these expectations? What's the alternative?
I think we say to the Iraqi people in no uncertain terms that we have given them a chance to have a country and to govern it, and that with that comes a responsibility to stand and defend it. It means that the Iraqi military has to progress to the point where they can make their country safer, where the Iraqi police forces, which have been really disappointing in terms of their own performance, have to do a lot better. There will come a point, a day of reckoning, but at this moment, I think we have to challenge the Iraqis to do better and so that the American troops can start to come home.
Well, since the president says that's what he's doing, have we reached a point where the differences between Democrats and the administration over Iraq are more about how the U.S. got to the point that we're at right now than over how we proceed from this point to the future?
You know, I could spend a lot of time talking about how we reach this point, but most Americans want to look forward, and we should look forward as a country. I just hope that come this election that we can elect a Congress that will hold this president accountable for the promises that he's made and hold this administration accountable for the way this war has been waged.
How would a Democratic Congress do that? Assuming the Democrats could win a majority in both chambers, what would be different from, say, Senator Warner, the current chair of the Armed Services Committee, telling the administration that things aren't going well enough in Baghdad, you've got to shape up?
Well, I, of course, respect John Warner for coming back and stating the obvious. I can guarantee you that the new chairman, Carl Levin, has been speaking for a long period of time about this being a year of transition and change. He will be in a position on the Armed Services Committee, as well as Joe Biden on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to make certain that this administration deals with this in honest terms, and to also have oversight and accountability. There is such a terrible waste of American resources in this war now because Congress has stepped away from its traditional responsibility of oversight.
We should say here, when you say that Senator Levin and Senator Biden will be chairs of those committees, they would be if the Democrats win a majority
yes.
in the Senate, of course.
You suggested the possibility of Republican control. I go to bed at night praying for the opposite.
Are Democrats obliged to have a position, to have a plank about Iraq, rather than to have several different positions on what we should do now, apart from being against what the administration's doing?
Well, the interesting thing in the last few days, when the president finally understood the anger of the American people about his policies in Iraq, he started adopting the very premises and positions that we had on Iraq for so long. Beyond that, when it comes to national security, we understand, unfortunately, that what's going on in Iraq is not making America safer. Our own intelligence agencies tell us that it's spawning even more terrorists that threaten the United States. So if we're going to make America safer, we definitely need a new direction.
Well, Senator Durbin, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
That's Dick Durbin, United States Senator, Democrat from Illinois, talking to us about Iraq and President Bush's remarks at his statement and news conference at the White House this morning.